Blog Talk Radio.
You are now tuned into the best fatherhood radio show in the world. Furthering Fathering Radio Show. It's the Furthering Fathering Radio Show. The brothers are back in the building. Brother J in NYC and Brother L in the ATL. The Furthering Fathering Radio Show starts in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
You ready?
Let's get the conversation started.
I emphasize that if anyone is listening to this as a replay or listening to it live, connect with Furthering Fathering. You will be encouraged. You will be edified. The 20, 30 minutes that we're on the radio chopping it up is nothing compared to the energy and the strength you will receive from men who love you just because you're a man. And then as they get to know you, they speak life to you, they challenge you, they affirm you, and they enable you to be powerful where you're needed, which is with your family. Brother Derek, you're saying hello.
It's not only good for the child, but I think it's a mandate from God. I think the heart of the father belongs to men, and God has called us to be that for as many children as we can. So I'd only echo everything you said. I'm fully on board with that, and I think the call is for more men to embrace that truth so that we can begin to rebuild our community, our nation, one family at a time.
Welcome to another Furthering Fathering Radio Show. We are excited to be alive. I'm your host, Pastor Jeremy. I love you. Our loyal listeners, participants, those who share all over the world and like. Yesterday in the United States, it's Labor Day, but even more importantly for me, being the co-founder of a fatherhood organization, it was my father's birthday. And my father always told me when I was a kid to write things down. And, you know, the scripture last week was Habakkuk 2:2, which told us to write the vision and make the vision plain on tablets so those who come after us can run with it. So, but I'm going to go into 5 really short scriptures, all of them Proverbs, and Proverbs are all about wisdom. And we're in a season of change where there's potential change for the worse, there's potential change for the better, but what our spiritual eyes see or what Christ made very clear that there would be wars and rumors of wars, and there'll be calamities and all sorts of things that are happening. There'll be pestilences like COVID, and even though I said that, understand that no matter what you're going through, you can walk in victory. So the 5 brief scriptures are, speaking of prudence, the very first one is Proverbs 27:12. In the King James, it reads, "A prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself, but the simple pass on and are punished." And then in the Amplified Classic Edition, Proverbs 24:7 says, "Put first things first. Prepare your work outside and get it ready for yourself in the field. And afterward, build your house and establish a home." Hallelujah. Next one is Proverbs 21:5. In the Amplified, it reads, "The plans of the diligent lead surely to abundance and advantage, but everyone who acts in haste comes surely to poverty." The next one, Proverbs 19:21, in the New Living Translation says, "You can make many plans, but the Lord's purpose will prevail. Heavenly Father, help us to not lean to our own understandings, but acknowledge you in all our ways so that you can direct our path, so that you can align, assign, and design our purpose, ordering our steps, creating plateaus and steps and levels for us to ascend. Hallelujah. And if necessary, for us to descend, for us to traverse the world, to conform not to its ways, but be transformed, to be metamorphosized by the renewing of our minds. Bless us as fathers as we learn the importance of planning, as we move in your plan, for all things work together for good, for those who love you, for those who are called, and we're answering the call according to your purpose. We thank you in the matchless name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ, for victory. Amen and amen. So this week, the title is Willpower, Turning Good Ideas into Great Plans That Last for Generations. You know, I've been ministering at the Haven Church, and the last few weeks we've been talking about faith and prudence. And this week we want to tell dads that security, safety, and stability are planned. As dads, we should be prudent when we plan. Prudence is the aspect of faithful wisdom that foresees and prepares based on the wisdom, promises, and warnings of God, human nature, economics, politics, histories, tendencies, and discernment. Always acting with or showing a care. We're going to discuss the short-term and long-term planning as dads and how we set up our family for a legacy and stability. I got it all out. Yes, the lines are filling up. So I'm not, without further ado, I'm going to open up the first line, 323. Last four is 4275. Love you, my brother. How you doing today?
Pastor Maynard, long-time friend. This is Marshall. This is Junior.
Oh, Marshall Junior from California, yay, by way of,
yes, sir,
of Lakeview. Long Island.
Lakeview Strong, that's right.
Lakeview Strong. Even though I live in Roosevelt now, which is hilarious, right?
That's okay. Hey, once Lakeview, always Lakeview, right?
Yes, sir.
So listen, I just want
remember,
to say.
Say again?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Back in high school, and you were running track, and you said, I am going. See, you had a plan even when you were young. I am going to California. So I remember that.
Yes.
I remember that.
Yes.
And where are you now? Where are you now?
Since I graduated high school, I've lived in California.
A man with a plan.
Had a plan.
See, your plans take you places. Awesome. So how are you? How are you?
I am blessed. I am truly, truly blessed here. You know, how I used to say it, born in Jamaica, raised in New York, married with children here in Southern California. You know.
That sounds like an awesome life.
I have no complaints at all. Not one.
That's beautiful. For those who don't know, very often, especially my folks, our parents worked, our mothers worked together many years ago.
That's right.
Our mothers worked together. So there's something about community where you get together with others. You never realize how the children will be connected, and even though we haven't stayed connected the whole time, there's still that love, and you are my brother regardless. So
you're so right. It was the last time he saw us was for a sad occasion, Kyle's homecoming.
Yes.
It was still, you know what, that homecoming allowed me to see so many people, including you.
Yes.
So many, from you and Richard Wellinger, right?
Wow. Wow.
Right? And,
yes.
And, you know, it was just such a blessing to see all you guys. And I appreciate how you invited me into your show. And, you know, I'm sorry I wasn't able to make it the last time you invited me, but I am actually sitting at home in one of my rooms and have the time, and I'm like, yes, I got to follow through with what I promised. So
awesome,
I'm here.
Awesome,
and, yeah.
Awesome. Love you and thank you. So the very first question I'm going to ask you, and then we have some other brothers in the line we're going to open up.
Mm-hmm.
God has me ministering to myself on the difference between an idea and a plan. And
mm-hmm.
This is what happened. It says an idea only exists in our minds and only becomes a plan when it is drawn out, a.k.a. written, shared, and scheduled. See, my father told me when I was a kid to write things down. That's why I've always been a note taker. I take a lot of notes.
And
once this show itself, there's a lot of notes. I can't share it all, but there are a lot of notes. And then it's scheduled. You know, a plan isn't an idea doesn't become a plan until it's scheduled, right? And now it's shared. So this is the culmination of a lot of things going on. So what are some things you have, or we as dads should or would be wise for us to draw up so that there's a clear plan? What is planning to you?
Well, when I first first and foremost, I want to say happy birthday to Mr. Maynard.
Oh, yes.
You know, there's nothing more I can say about that man. Was so influential on all of us.
Yes.
Your dad was from the taxi cab company to putting up that super super tall radio antenna to messing with our reception and teaching us that. And telling us that we too can play golf.
Yes.
Yes. Building the golf
yes.
course in the backyard. Anyway,
you
happy birthday to Mr. Maynard. Oh,
yes.
Are you kidding? Pool table in the basement, and oh my goodness, the putting in of the center beam of your house with the remodel. Oh man, so much.
Well,
so much
talk
stuff.
About that.
So much stuff.
I always talk about that. How all the men got together. All your dad.
Mm-hmm.
The Milliners, mm-hmm. the Walkers, the Durants,
yes.
So many men from the neighborhood, the
came
dad,
together.
Got together to lift up that I-beam, the same type of I-beam you would see in the World Trade Center, is in the center
right.
of that house in Lakeview. So
that's
so
right,
thank
that's
you.
Right. That's right.
So planning.
You know, for me, I've been extremely blessed. I was able to marry my college sweetheart. I had one girlfriend in college, and we met. And the fortunate thing is that she's a good, good woman that brings out the best in me. And so from early on, my plan was to have a family with her. And I
wow.
manifest that plan by telling her and asking to marry her within a couple of weeks of our first date.
Wow.
I knew it. Anyway, long story short, the plan was to raise a family, to raise a next generation of good people, because
yes.
I truly believe, and my dad and my mom always just wanted
yes.
us to be good people.
God
people
bless
of God,
them. I
people,
love
people that what's the term? You know, and you could say the same. I'm pretty sure your mother never had a bad report come home from you. Am I right?
Not a bad one.
Jeremy, I know you. It was never anything behavioral. It could have been grades, could have been better, but it was
yes.
never anything behavioral. Correct?
Correct.
Yes. And my plan was always with my wife was to raise good people. They don't have to be
yes.
the smartest, but they had to be good people. and doing that, you know, I remember early on, you go to one of these early meetings with the church, with the pastor, and it's a premarital thing to make sure everybody's on the same page. And my wife and I, at the time, fiance, we sat there and we said, we talked about all of this already. We talked, and you know, if it was 1 through 10, it was we got an 11 because we were on the same page with everything, with everything. And so
unity is powerful.
And you know, as you said, you said something about in one of the Proverbs to be prudent and right?
The prudent man sees the difficulty ahead and hides himself, but the simple continues on and is punished. Yes.
The plan that we always had was to be prudent, but also raise dreamers and put everything in front of our kids to allow them to reach their dreams. From my oldest daughter, who is is following her dream, working in television and producing, and working at being a producer here in Hollywood, to my second daughter who help me out here. Which is a magna cum laude or summa cum laude? Which is higher?
Summa.
Summa. Yes, summa. Graduated summa cum laude, 4-year dean's list, and also a academic All-American. You know,
awesome.
That's my second daughter, and is doing what she loves and what she wants to do, and helping with environmental teachings for high school students. To my son, who just graduated as an architect in one of the top architecture schools here in the United States. I'm blessed, and I've done
my job. Yes, you are. A tree is known by a tree. Yes, you've done a phenomenal job.
They're good people.
Yes.
And my plan was just, I'm over 55 now, and I was saying to myself, if my legacy was to, if I was to pass on today, I can just say that my legacy is my children, and that I've at least put that, you know, pointed the arrow towards the target and let it go. And, you know, the wind will take it left, right, and all that stuff, but I pointed it towards the target. And it may go left, it may go right, and all that stuff, but it's on the bullseye.
Hallelujah.
And so far, praise God, they are doing as what they need to. Good people of faith, people of character, and that's all I ever wanted in this world, is to have a good woman that loves me, and to raise some good children, and then everything else that I've gotten has fallen into place. You know, I have a beautiful home. I'm not worried about where my next check is coming from. I have children that are healthy, that are doing substantial things, that are making them happy. And I'm also thinking about I've moved on to think about my grandkids when and if they eventually come.
That's beautiful.
And so I'm setting up that legacy right there. One of the things you said about being prudent, because I'm fortunate to be a married man with a good wife, is that we complement each other. I may be the prudent one. I'm the one that's always, I have the water set aside. I have money set aside. I have, you know, the emergency fund set aside and all that stuff. But my wife's the dreamer.
Yeah.
And between the two of us, we come together and we provide for this family by telling them to reach for your dreams. But at the same time, though, be ready for what's not seen to come. We don't know the future, but be ready.
Yeah. Yes.
Be ready. And
that's
so as a team, you know, what I say doesn't always go.
Right.
It's sometimes where I have to acquiesce to my wife. And thank God that I'm humble in the fact that I don't have to have all the answers, but I do have to listen to all the input. And then sometimes what I say is not the best thing. Sometimes what she says is not the best thing. But as a team, we will reach we will reach a conclusion that's best for us and the children, and we go forward and live with consequences.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. Yeah. I'm gonna let 4654, my brother, how you doing?
I am well, Mr. Jeremy. How are you, my brother?
It is Chuck Foster.
Yes, sir.
Last week
I was muted and I couldn't. I by the time I realized it was, you know, you already counted me out. I was knocked out. But I want to say to the brother in California that you need to give him the information so he can get on the Power 5 call once a month so that he can help you inspire other couples. Okay.
Power 5. I'm writing it down.
Yeah.
I'll get the information. I'll get the information to him. Yes.
A few things about planning, Jeremy, is that, planning, first of all, is based on faith.
Yes.
Because you're assuming that you're going, and, you know, and assumptions too, because you're assuming that you're going to be here to see the plan. And you have faith that working in conjunction with the Lord's plan that you'll be able to deliver on what you planned for. So like my brother who planned a life with a beautiful woman, the woman of his dreams, he assumed that he was going to be here to execute that plan, and thank God he's here. Planning should be long-term and short-term. For example, you know, we talked a lot about planning financially, planning what to do with resources, planning how we're going to live out our golden years, and planning how we're going to support our family. So, you know, like I've been writing this book for the last 10 years called A 5-Year Plan. it's not yet complete, but it's, what we've done, my wife and I, is that we've looked at, you know, long term, 20 years, 25 years ago, we looked at where we were and where we wanted to be. And of course, by faith, we've etched out something, and we are, you know, by God's grace, living out some of the plan. But I want to caution everyone that, one of the things that I want to be able to do, and part of my plan, is to give back. You know, because you are only as good as the people coming after you, and not necessarily just your children, but the people that you, we have a saying in the National Association, we have a motto in the National Association of Black Accountants, lifting as you climb. So
yeah.
As I climb, I want to lift others with me.
Yeah.
As part of a plan to give back is to remember that when you and my brother from Jamaica realize that some of us who came up here from Jamaica came from very humble beginnings.
Yes.
So I'm always trying to reach back and to remember that when I was a child and you know, everybody used to be abroad, it was a blessing when someone sent something down for you. So part of my plan is to reach back and to help those kids who would love to get something from abroad, who not only want to get something material, but also want to get some encouragement, want to see someone come down and talk to them about, and I'm just actualizing that, where I'm getting into sponsorship of a youth club.
Yes.
Mm.
And I'm, you know, part of what I'm doing is I'm going down and, you know, but the pandemic, of course, all of us have to pray that people go out and do what they need to do so we can put this thing under control. But, Jeremy, planning, and for a lot of us brothers, especially those of us who are married, planning is a marital activity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a plan that you have to execute with your spouse. you know, a lot of us guys, we plan for, we make a day to see the Super Bowl, and we already know, some of us already know who's going to play in the Super Bowl next January. So we make a, you know, but it's calling us up every week, okay, you have a golf date and so on, we plan for that. And, you know, so planning on a short term is a daily thing, a weekly thing, and, you know, goes all the way out to 10 years. My book, when it comes out, will only cover 5 years.
Wow.
But
wow.
Planning, you know, planning is important. And Jeremy, I'm glad that you plan and executed this show so brothers can come on and encourage each other.
That is what it's all about. Love you, Chuck. Love you, Chuck. And a part of planning is prudence, as we talked about earlier. And to a quick definition of prudence, prudence is wise, prepared faithfulness. That's the best way to just remember.
Yes.
It's wise, prepared faithfulness. Now, given the state of the economy, and what are some wise ideas that dads can do to prepare to protect our families in case things get worse? You know, they're talking about a food shortage. Doreen just came from the grocery store, and things are a little higher now. This talk, my brother Raymond, who is a Hebrew Israelite, they are preparing for the worst. They're buying this freeze-drying food and what have you, and buying canned food. What are some of the things we could do to prepare for the worst? Preparedness. Prudent preparedness.
Right.
Leave it open.
So, you know, you know, the thing, well, remember when we were coming into the year 2000, and a lot of us, including myself, bought flashlights and candles and canned goods because we thought when the year 2000 came around, we weren't going to have anything. I think that the way that technology is, and, you know, Thomas Malthus thought that we wouldn't, you know, based on the population growth and in an agrarian society, that we would run out of food, but we haven't. I don't believe in these, you know,
doomsday.
Fear these doomsday people. We're not going to, I can't assure you, but I believe we're not going to run out of food. I think things will be more expensive because, you know, when all this, things that the president is trying to do, a few years down the road, of course we're going to see inflation. So one of the things that we need to do is plan to be fiscally responsive, to plan to have rainy day funds, to plan for, as we talked about, insurance different kinds of insurance, not just life insurance. You need insurance for your gap insurance and your car. You need, we need those of us who own property, we need flood insurance. If you're renting, you need renter's insurance.
Yes.
You always need to have 6 months of salary. Yes, sir.
Yes. Yes, sir. I'm sorry to cut you off. We have 90 seconds left, and we have one more brother. I want to hear from him, and then we're going to pray out because we only got through the very first half of what we were supposed to get through today because of what was so richly said by Marshall and by you. So I'm going to bring him 6175. My brother, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. Doing great.
And tell the brothers your name.
Lewis Brown, Larry Lewis
Pastor
Brown.
Pastor Brown, Pastor Brown.
Hey.
You got the pastor part.
Yeah. How you doing?
Excited to be alive. Now, we only have a short period of time, so I guess we'll pick up with you on next Tuesday. So I'm going to ask for you, I know you have something to add, but we only have a minute left. I'm going to ask for you to pray us out and let the tone be on planning. A very brief prayer.
All right. Father God, we come together one more time on this line. We thank you for everything you've done, for allowing us this technology so we can all speak, Father God. Lord, Father God, we thank you for everything we've done. As we go, Father God, we ask that you give us the guidance and wisdom to understand and favor so we can plan for our next generation. Yourself, a father leaves inheritance was kids' kids, Father God. We ask that everybody that's on this line would learn how to take the directions and the guidance from you so we may do that. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 And amen. This is Furthering Fathering, where fatherhood is elevated, families are empowered, and communities are transformed by our five core principles: honor, encouragement, accountability, reconciliation, and training. We love you. We thank you. And plan to be with us next week as we delve even deeper into the importance of prudent planning. We love you. We thank you. Until next week, shalom. Goodbye. Love you.
Goodbye.
Amen. Good night. Goodbye.
Amen. Amen.